minds are going to change about that, Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame. Nobody's minds are going to change about Michael Jordan, LeBron James, because if you're a supporter of one, you're going hard. You're going to bring your arguments for one or the other.
Whether they make sense or not.
Something else I highly doubt anybody's going to change their mind on is what we're talking about next, and that's reclassification in the Kansas State High School Activities Association. It's a touchy subject, obviously. Let me give you the background before we start talking about it, though. Yesterday, the votes came in. In April, we reported that the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors had approved proposals from the Classification Committee on reclassifying high school activities in the state of Kansas. In both football, there was one separate classification, and then for all activities other than football, there was another separate classification proposal. Mm-hmm. Memo and ballot were sent out to the member schools on Wednesday, or on May 3rd, I should say. Memo and ballot were sent out, and then on Wednesday, those results of that ballot and vote were approved and announced by the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Mm-hmm. For the proposal to reclassify member schools in 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A, football, just football, 215 schools voted in favor and 73 schools opposed. I wasn't thinking there was going to be probably a whole lot of resistance for the football thing.
Yeah.
The only thing that changes is 4A goes back into one division. Mm-hmm. But it gets smaller.
Right.
And then 1A is separated into its own division again. For years, it's been 2-1A together. For the proposal to reclassify, and we'll talk more about football as well. For the proposal to reclassify member schools in all activities except football, 207 schools voted yes, while 145 schools voted no. The majority vote in each case means that both proposals have been approved and will go into effect. For football, reclassification will be effective September 2017. Football classifications, which will be this year, but they won't be instated until competition for the 2018 and 19 football cycle. So, obviously, in September, they're not going to change everything. They do that every year. They meet in September to reclassify in football, and it's a two-year cycle. So, for 2018 and 19 football seasons, that's when that'll be instated. For all other activities, it'll be the same time, except reclassification will take effect on the normal classification process for all other sports, which would be in September of 2018. Classifications for competition in the 2018-19 school year would go into effect. So that's where we sit. That's what it is. I'm going to go to football first because it's not as controversial. Mm-hmm. In football, only classes 4A through 1A voted because they're the only ones affected. 6A and 5A are still going to have 32 teams like they have for a long, long time.
Yeah.
In the football vote, every class had at least double the amount of yes votes to no votes. 1A, 64 to 32, which you would think, you understand, that's probably the biggest resistance would be in 1A, the most no votes, but it's also the bigger amount of schools as well. So 64 to 32 would be 106 schools that voted, and 64 voted yes. In class 2A, it was 51 and 13 yes to no. 3A was 52 to 12, and 4A was 48 to 16. New football system, as we mentioned, has 32 in 6A and 5A. 4A will have 48. All right, 4A, actually, excuse me, will have 32. 6A, 5A, 4A all have 32. 48 in 3A and 2A. And then 1A will again be a separate class with the remaining 11-man schools competing. As has been the case in the past, 8-man football, they'll split their schools into two divisions like they always have. That's not even going to – the amount of schools might change a little bit, but not a lot. It's not going to be anywhere near what we're going to see in sports other than football. 14 yeses and 18 noes I'm looking at the wrong thing now. Apologize for that. In the case of the odd number in 8-man football, Division I would have the extra school, just like they always have. So if you have, 99 schools –
right.
The extra 45 in 1, 44 and 2 would be the that's 89. You know what I meant.
Sure do.
So, anyway, 99 schools would be, the extra one would be in Division 1, just right, like it always has been. So, I think everybody's still with me on all that. I think everybody kind of expects that. By the way, 8-man state championship games have been moved, I believe, effective next year already. They're going to move those to the same weekend as the 11-man state championship, so that eliminates the need to have three games in 10 days that we were talking about. So that takes care of that problem. 8-man football teams weren't all that gung-ho and real loud about changing that, but it works perfect for them to do it that way. I've never understood why they don't do it that way, because they have in the past.
Yeah.
And then that changed for some reason, that they did it a week earlier. But now it'll be the same weekend for eight-man state championship games. Okay, the meat of the problem, or if you think it's a problem, some people do, some people don't think it's a problem, is in the actual classification for all sports other than football. Let's dig deeper into those numbers that we told you about. 215 schools in favor and 73 schools opposed for football, but for the other classifications for sports other than football, 207 schools voted yes, while 145 schools voted no. Digging deeper into the numbers, it's no surprise the biggest percentage of no votes for reclassifying in all activities other than football came from the 1A schools. In the new classifications, there will be 36 schools in 6A, 5A, and 4A, 64 in 3A and 2A, and based on the number of approved schools in 2016-17 school year, that would leave 117 schools in 1A. Of those 96 schools that voted in the Class 1A rankings, so I repeat, 96 out of 117 possible voted. 65 opposed, with 44 saying no and 21 abstaining. Does that make sense to you when I read that?
Yeah.
But does it really dig into numbers, but the way they voted?
Yeah, the abstentions.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Kind of.
And I realize that that ends up being a no vote anyway.
Yeah.
But
essentially,
make your voice heard. And if there's 96 schools, if there's 117 possible schools, what happened to the other 19?
Yeah.
And I get it, it's probably not going to make a difference. You're probably still going to lose this vote if you're a 1A school that's concerned about having 117 schools in your division, or in your class, I should say. But it doesn't make sense for me to not let your voice be heard. You have a chance here to let your voice be heard. And I know that some people might not think it's fair that it's all schools voting on this and 1A doesn't get the right respect or recognition or whatever. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you want the recognition, don't abstain. Put an actual no vote on there. If it's voting no anyway, what are you hurting by just putting a no on there?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that guy we're talking about in Congress that keeps voting and abstaining from voting and not doing anything.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It doesn't make a big difference, because even with all those extra no votes, if that's what they're the way they were going to vote, then it wouldn't have passed anyway. It would have passed. It would have been approved to keep it the way it is and not this proposal the way it is, with 1A having 117 schools instead of the other way of keeping it the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Only other class that had more no votes than yes votes, which does not surprise me, was 6A. They had 14 yeses and 18 noes. Well, 6A doesn't want their thing to be screwed up, even if it's only four teams that are going to be added.
Yeah, they didn't want to get.
They don't want four more teams in 6A. That's not fair. It's not fair to all of us big schools all these people enrolled. We have so many more people enrolled in our school than the 1A schools do. Why is it fair for us to have four more schools added to us? I'm being facetious.
Yeah,
obviously.
I know you are. I'm just agreeing with that.
I know. Yeah, I know you knew that. But for the people that aren't listening out there, that aren't understanding while they're listening, can't see the sarcasm that I'm presenting it with. So again, 6A with 36, 5A 36, 4A 36, 64 and 3A, 64 and 2A.
So that's
Go
ahead.
No, I don't know what you had, but something needed to happen. I'm going to put this out there. Something had to happen.
Yeah.
And not so much just because of 1A, which a lot of people think is getting the raw end of the deal here. And listen, I understand where you're coming from. I'm not gonna argue that. I get it. But something needed to happen. 4A was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was flat ridiculous. They had 64 teams, and it's not going to be a whole lot better, to be completely honest with you. They have 36 and 4A now. The difference is it's not going to be split into two divisions now. So they're actually going to have sub-states and get to where they want to go. And it's going to be bigger schools. It's not going to be – I hope people know where I'm going with it. I still don't like – I don't like this. I don't like this. Let me put it out there. I don't like the numbers the way they are right now.
Okay.
I want to preface – what we're all talking about here by saying that first. I've always been of contention, right or wrong, this is just my idea. You go 48, 48, 48 in the top three classes. You go 64-64, and then you have the rest of the teams in 1A.
Mm-hmm.
Because it eliminates that big gap that you had when you had 64 teams in 4A.
Right.
Which was about 700 students.
Yeah,
from the top of 4A
to the
bottom.
From the top of bottom to 4A. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing's going to be perfect, though. There's different ways that you have to do the playoffs and all those things that with 48 teams in a division. They're doing it in football, though. Forty-eight in 3A and 2A in football.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that? But, of course, they have less schools, and they have more eight-man schools. It makes some more sense. Football, mm-hmm. That's why they didn't have a lot of opposition, because right. There's all those eight-man schools, close to 100,
yeah.
that are negating the fact that there's going to be 117 schools in 1A
mm-hmm.
sports outside of football. There were 96 schools. I don't know that people realize this. In the old system, there were 96 schools in 1A. And I get it. They were split. But they weren't split in track and field.
No.
They weren't split in golf. They weren't split in cross country.
No.
That's a 1A championship with 96 schools. Where was the outcry for too many schools in cross country, golf, mm-hmm. track and field, where 1A has to compete by themselves? Mm-hmm. Well, not only does 1A have to compete by themselves, they also have to be split when you're going to Southern Cloud and you're Glasgow or Miltonville.
Mm-hmm.
You're running for either Glasgow or Miltonville or golfing for either Glasgow or Miltonville. You're mm-hmm. not golfing for Southern Cloud in any of those sports, which I've always had a problem with, too. I know the cross-country coach over at Southern Cloud says that every year. He's yep. like, why do I have to split my people up when basketball doesn't?
Mm-hmm. He and I talked about that last year at a meeting in Leonardville. Yeah.
You're still fighting for a team championship.
Yeah.
I get it. It's an individual sport, but you're still fighting for a team championship.
Yeah. When I was in high school, there was 116 teams playing for 8 spots in the state basketball tournament,
yeah.
or the state volleyball tournament, or, you know, whatever. Except football was divided at that point,
yeah.
you know, which makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I got no problem with
here's
that.
But here's the thing. I'm getting a lot of texts, and I don't I don't have time to read all of these.
In they roll.
But Beloit should be 3A in football, by the way. I'm getting that on my text here. And I'm getting, what does abstain mean? Why would you not vote? Yep. And I get it. I'm sitting here like.
Because like you said, that's a no vote.
Yeah.
Basically. An abstention. If it's not a vote in favor, it's a vote against.
But
at
here's,
the end of the day.
Yeah. And I'm only going off of basketball here when I'm going to present some kind of numbers that you look at and realize that there needs to be some change. But
mm-hmm.
I'm on. People think I might be riding the fence on a lot of this stuff when I'm talking about it, but there needs to be a change because like you talked about, there's 116 schools. Let me stress this too. There were 96 schools last year in 1A.
Mm-hmm.
There were 86 teams that competed.
Right.
Because of cooperatives, St. John's and Tipton play together. We know that they're listed as two separate schools
yeah.
in classification. They come together, they're a cooperative, they play together. Mm-hmm. There's some teams that probably don't think it's fair that they're 1A schools, but when they cooperate, they have to play in a 2A sub-state for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
They're two 1A schools. Why do we have to be in a cooperative? That happens in softball.
Yeah.
Like Plainville was a 3A softball team
mm-hmm.
because they're consolidated with or cooperative with Stockton mm-hmm. in softball.
Well, was Lincoln and Sylvan for softball and baseball, were they considered
1A?
They're
2-1.
They're 2-1.
And yeah. Lincoln's 2A anyway.
Yeah, Lincoln's 2A anyway. Yeah, right.
That didn't change enough to get them up to 3A or anything like
well,
that.
Well, no. But it's not, yeah.
But I do want to, and I realize, yes, 117, if it's the same this year with 10 cooperatives,
mm-hmm.
knocking out 10 schools, 20 teams, 20 schools basically.
Okay.
Cooperatives knocks out 10 to make 10. So that's still 107. I get it. You're still over the triple digit mark.
Yeah.
I totally understand it. But at the same time, and I'm seeing an argument from people that I know, and I get it. I understand it. They were beneficiaries of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong. In 2014, 1A Division II state basketball, and the argument could, there's a school that could probably have something to say about it. It says that in 2014, Division II state basketball, Their argument is that the two best teams in Class 1A played for the state championship in Division 2 in Hayes. Those two teams were St. John's Tipton and Sharon Springs.
Okay.
It's pretty ballsy just to say that those are two the best two teams without even doing research, because Meritocene Valley might have something to say about that.
Yeah.
That 2 6-foot-5 some six, actually that Jones kid was 6'8", I think.
Yeah.
Matt Jones, you remember him from Meritocene Valley? People remember him from football at Osborne. He was tall. Yeah. Could go up and get the ball. They finished 26-0 that year in Division 1.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play in Division 2. They were in Division 1, 26-0, and won the championship over Hoxie by 14 points.
Yeah.
Hoxie was darn good that year. They finished 24-2.
Yeah.
But their contention is, well, we had the two best teams in 1A that year, and we wouldn't have been able to play for the championship had we gone, because just record-wise, St. John's Tipton had one loss. But I'm looking at this, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, if you were actually the two best teams when I look at this, and now I can't scroll on this page for some reason. That's great. And look, I'm not trying to be rude here. I'm just looking at the numbers, because St. John's Tipton had one loss that year. Sharon Springs had two.
Yeah.
If the flip falls right, and you don't even need the flip, actually, because you got 2 1-loss teams.
Yeah.
You have an undefeated team, and you have a 2-loss team,
mm-hmm.
which means Meritocene's the 1 seed.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's Tipton and Hoxie are 2 and 3, whichever way. Sharon Springs is 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would have played for the championship. If you feel like you were the two best teams and you would have knocked everybody else out, would have been the same championship game. Based on records and seeding, it would have been the same championship game. My problem with 2014 was there was no other competition at that 1A Division II state basketball tournament other than St. John's Tipton and Sharon Springs.
Yeah.
First round, St. John's Tipton won 64-39 over Northern Valley. They won 67-29 in the semifinals,
mm-hmm.
over Chautauqua.
Yeah.
Sharon Springs won by 23 in both of their first two games. And to be completely honest, the Blue Jays were rolling Sharon Springs until they made a nice comeback. 17-point game at one point in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Look, I get it, and I'm not trying to change anybody's mind, because that's not what I'm here to do. I'm just presenting a side of I've been covering state basketball or basketball in North Central Kansas and in this state since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
State basketball tournaments are not anything like what they used to be.
No.
It's not even close. I've got right in front of me here, and like I say, 4A is a problem. There, you can't argue that. 4A Division II boys last year had 3 teams that had losing records at state.
Yeah.
3 teams. Baldwin was 7-15. Anderson County and Smoky Valley were both 10-12.
Yeah.
There were two teams with losing records in 1A last year, one in Division 1 and one in Division 2. None of these teams are competitive either, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rolled. St. John's Tipton beat Sylvan last year, and I hate to bring up a local team, but St. John's Tipton in 2016 in the first round of the state tournament won 71-27 over Sylvan Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Hanover beat St. Paul 61-40. Mm-hmm. That was a losing team at state. Baldwin, Anderson County, Smoky Valley. The closest either one of those 3 teams that had losing records came in that first round game was 22 points.
Yeah.
This is the state tournament, folks.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to have the best teams playing basketball, right. and I'm being equal opportunity here. That's why I'm bringing up the 4A schools, because mm-hmm. 4A is a joke. You go to the sub-state in 4A, you have to win 2 games to make it to state.
Yeah,
and sometimes you're gonna have a terrible sub-state because everybody in this
there was some
around here and in the state knows how they seed these things. It's not based on who's the better team. It's based where you're at in your region, where you're playing. So you're going to have situations where you're going to have bad teams in.
Yeah.
The first year that this was a possibility to have the split divisions, Altoona Midway went into the sub-state volleyball tournament with a record of 2-31. And they made it to state at 5-31. That's a problem. It just is what it is. It's a problem. So something needed to be done. I presented what I think would be the best way to do it. I don't think 117 schools, which goes down to 107 teams, is necessarily the right answer. But it's not the first time anything like this has happened. Like we said, it's been that way in the past. And I know that the 1A schools are going to feel slighted about what they had and what they got. out of this deal. And I don't blame you. I understand the frustration of having that many schools in one class. But at the same time, I'll present another argument. And it goes back to what we were talking about with the way things are seated. I can think of the last 2 years with a team that we really cover here in this area of a school and a team in St. John's Tipton. 2 years ago, they lost to Axtell in the sub-state championship game. Mm-hmm. Didn't make it to state. They were the defending state champions. Didn't make it back. Lost to Axtell.
About on the girls' side.
On the girls' side. St. John's Tipton, Letty Blue Jays. Had they played Axtell in regionals and lost that game, I'm fairly confident both of those teams would have made it to state in 1A.
Yeah.
Because they were both good enough to make it to state.
Yeah.
They got put in a bad division. St. John's Tipton boys in 2016-17, this last year, 22-0 going into the sub-state championship game. They lose to Osborne. Look, you're all allowed to have a bad night. It's not good when your bad night happens on the elimination night.
Right.
What happens with that's a regional tournament. Hey, you got to go play next week. You still think you're the best team in the state. And listen, I saw a lot of teams in 1A basketball this year, which, by the way, 1A Division I was not a good state tournament this year.
Yeah.
Hanover won by 20 or more in every single game they played. Mm-hmm. They cruised to that state championship. Wasn't even close. Did every single one of those games. They cruised.
Yeah.
Nobody even challenged them one bit. But you know who would have? Well, I think Osborne might have if they had the chance. I think Osborne would have played better than any team out there against Hanover based on the athleticism that they had.
Yeah, just as far as the matchup.
That was actually out there.
Yeah.
Listen, Osborne earned their spot. And when I'm saying this, I'm not trying to degrade what Osborne did. They earned their spot out of state by winning that game against St. John's Tipton, who they lost to three times already and only lost to one other team. Four losses going into state to two teams. Five losses in the end. But St. John's Tipton, from my eye test and seeing both teams play, it was probably the best matchup against Hanover. They weren't there. Mm-hmm. In this new system, maybe they will be there.
Well, in
well, they don't. It's obviously going to be different.
In this new old system, thing. However you want to put it.
Exactly.
There's a really good chance that you're in the same situation like we were talking about with Axtell and St. John's on the girls' side.
That's what I'm saying. Osborne and St. John's Tipton will both be there.
Regional together.
And that's where I'm going with that, too.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
A situation where both of those teams are going to be at state. That's better for your league than not going at all, isn't it?
That's better for your league. That's better for the level of competition at state. That's better for I get to an extent why people like the idea of the two divisions with the volleyball and the basketball and this, that, and the other thing. You know, it gives more people – I hear this argument all the time. Well, it gives more schools an opportunity to win a state championship. I see that. I get that, yeah. But – at what expense? Because we've talked, you and I have talked, we've all talked, I've talked to other people ever since they started breaking everything down into the two divisions outside of football, between the basketball, the volleyball, everything else. The very first thing that we've noticed and seen over time is the watered down level of competition at the state level. And so, you know, is that really worth what you're getting, what you're gaining? Is it worth what you're giving up?
Yeah.
And in my mind, the answer is no. Now, some people don't see it that way, and
you're somebody that played 1A sports in high school.
Yeah.
You understand, and I realize it was a different time.
Yeah, it was.
But you never had a problem with the system the way it was, where you had to earn your spot to get to state.
No, nobody used to complain when I was, you know, 20 years ago when I was in high school playing sports. Well, it's not fair that they should split this into two divisions like they do for football. I never heard that argument.
Yeah,
you know, and in fact, and people are like, well, this puts the teams that would be Division II now at a disadvantage against the teams that would be Division I. I don't buy that either. Because if I go back to the 1996 state basketball tournament, at that time, the way the football divisions were set up in Division I, Division II, five of the eight teams that made it state would have been Division II schools if they were split up.
Yeah.
Five of the eight.
I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody has that argument, you can't have that same argument if you're the ones that are presenting the argument that it puts a disadvantage for Division II teams against the Division I. You can't have the same argument that says that the two best teams in the state were playing in the Division II championship in 2014. And I don't think those are the same people. I'm not saying that.
No, probably not.
And I got a text that says, I'm going to read this real quick. This is from a person that played recently in 1A basketball and track and field 1A sports. Says, for what it's worth, I agree. You need to beat the best to be the best. That's the best thing that you can say about any of this.
That's the bottom line.
No matter how many schools are in there, you need to be the best to beat the best. But he says, my only argument would be equal distribution amongst all classes, which I don't follow close enough, so I don't know why they don't do that. And that's what I'm saying. I get that argument.
Right.
I do believe that 117 schools is too many.
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, remember that at least 10 of those are going to be knocked out due to cooperatives.
There's no perfect way to do that.
So your highest number based on last year's enrollment is 107.
Right.
If you triple digits is still too high. 36 and 4A is too little.
Yeah.
Because you're still going to have an issue there.
But you can't have an even disbursement across all the classes. You thought that it was a huge discrepancy in 4A of 700. If you had the same number of schools in every division, you'd have 6A schools over 1,000 difference in enrollment.
Well, right now, let me look at the classifications from last year, but 6A already is 940. It's 960.
It'd probably be double that.
And that's only 32 schools. Yeah. You got 2348 at Wichita East.
Yeah.
And Kansas City Wyandotte has 1382.
Yeah.
5A is 1356, 774 is the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to change. So let's put four schools back in 6A. Now you're over 1,000 already. With just adding four schools into 6A, you're already over 1,000 because you got Mays at 1331 and Wichita East at 2348. But nobody says anything about that because those are the big guys.
Right.
And I get it. I understand. The big guys don't want to change. And Topeka is a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is at, they're going to cater to the big people. Right, wrong, or otherwise, that's what's going to happen. But think about those numbers. If 4A complains about the fact that they have 700 difference, what about 6A that's going to be over 1,000 just by adding four more schools to make it 36?
Yeah.
Now, my counter-argument to that is this. There's still only 12 people on one basketball team.
Right.
There's still only 22 people that can take the field on a football team. No matter how many people are enrolled in your school, only 5 guys can take the court. Only 5 girls can take the court in basketball. Only 6 girls can take the court in volleyball.
Right.
So you're basing what you're going to do on everything for every sport, every activity, based on the numbers, and you want to use that as your argument that, well, we have more numbers in these certain classes than they do in the smaller classes. I get it, and everybody's going to have an argument. That's why I say today I'm not here to change anybody's mind on it.
Right.
I'm here to give my thoughts on what should happen to have quality, and I mean quality activities and sports in the state of Kansas. Mm-hmm. And here's the last thing I'm going to say about it is people focus in this line of athletics and activities. People are missing the point, I think.
Okay.
It's not about the numbers. People are focusing way too much on winning championships, on winning, 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 winning. All we want to do is win. I get it. You're playing a sport. You're doing an activity, Scholars Bowl, whatever you're doing. Band, whatever it is, you want to win. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, we all realize that we get knocked down in life. We don't win everything.
Yeah,
I've been knocked down plenty of times in my life. It's how you respond, how you get back up. That's what we should be teaching at this level.
Yeah.
Now, I get it if I'm at Boise State and I'm mad that I can't ever break into the national football playoff, college football playoff.
Yeah.
You have no chance of winning a championship there. You have a chance of winning a championship. Be the best to beat the best, like I just read.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're as good as some of these teams we've seen from St. John's Tipton, if you're as good as Osborne's been in some of these sports, mm-hmm. if you're as good as Beloit's been in some of these sports, and I'm not trying to exclude anybody. I'm just giving examples of athletic competition and teams that have been really, really good in the past. Those teams are good enough to win no matter how many teams are in their division. That 2014 St. John's Tipton State Championship boys basketball team, I'll throw them out on the floor against any team in 1A, and I'll say they're the favorite. Even Meritocene Valley, who went 26-0 in Division I,
mm-hmm.
they lost to an outstanding Plainville team that year.
Yeah.
It was their only loss.
Yeah.
Beat a really, really, really good Sharon Springs team for the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put them out against anybody. I don't care if there's 117. I don't care if there's 217 schools in 1A. I'll put them out there against anybody. Yeah. That's the bottom line in the end of it. There's way too many classes in the state of Kansas. You cannot argue that. Colorado has six classes with more schools.
Doesn't Texas have five?
I think so.
I think there's five in Texas. And how many more schools are there in Texas than are there in Kansas?
It's we live in that day and age where everybody wants that participation trophy like we've talked about. First of all, and then they don't think it's fair.
I was going to say something about that earlier,
and they don't think it's fair that they can't get championships.
I didn't want to rub somebody the wrong way.
And I'm not trying to rub anybody the wrong way. I was thinking that earlier. I was like,
the whole thing with the everything in 1A getting split into two divisions, in my mind, is a participation trophy mentality.
And I'm saying it more in 4A than I am in 1A.
I'll say it for 4A's a joke.
But I do understand, and I agree that 117, and now if it's 107 teams in football, or not football, but in basketball, volleyball, that's too many still. I'm with you on that. Yeah. I agree on it, but I think and you don't ever want to just concede, but we live in an era where a lot of times the rich are going to get richer.
Mm-hmm.
But do understand that 6A will have more than 1,000 enrollment difference from top to bottom. When you're thinking about what you have in 1A and complaining that there's too many schools in 1A, understand that 6A has over 1,000 difference in enrollment now,
mm-hmm.
just by adding four more schools.
Right.
Listen, I'm not trying to be a champion for 6A here at all. Never will be. Never will be a champion for the bigger schools. I love where I live. I love the schools. Every person that's involved with this, I wouldn't be here for 14 years already if I didn't understand and love the people in this area and how they have to fight to get where they're at. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a small town. I get it. I get that mentality. But I just don't think we should just sit here and focus on just winning. And the only way that you can have a successful program is if you're winning championships. And this is killing our chance to win championships. When I've given a couple examples of where you've been knocked down, you're on the mat,
mm-hmm.
you're about to be pinned. Oh, wait, this is just the regional championship game. We get to play next week. We can recover from this. We're not eliminated. We can still make it to state. Because those are the same teams you're going to be playing in regionals. It's just they put them all together now, and it's back to one division. Mm-hmm. So you're going to play those guys in regionals instead of sub-state now. Now, granted, you're going to probably play some of the same types of teams when you get to sub-state because it's still going to be based on a region a little bit, but that's going to double the size of your area.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe where St. John's Tipton doesn't have to go east for a regional now, they go east with the rest of the sub-state, and they still have that opportunity if they don't win in regionals. So, like I say, I mean, I get it, and I understand where a lot of the angst comes from. I mean, you're naive if you don't understand why they're frustrated in 1A. But I do want to put out there were 31 schools in 1A that voted yes for this thing. So I can't put a blanket on everybody on every 1A school saying that they don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly confident the Twin Valley League didn't want the split in the first place. Because that took opportunities for their teams that were getting two or three teams to the state tournament in the old system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess that a lot of those 31 schools that voted yes to the new proposal.
Mm-hmm.
There's multiple schools from the Twin Valley League that voted yes.
Yeah.
I can almost promise that.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
So when we talk about, we can't say that every 1A school voted no for this proposal. It's a loaded subject, and I don't have all the answers. Nobody does. And you're not ever going to get anything ever that's going to please everybody. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a complaint about any, even if you think this is the most perfect plan, even my plan, I think is perfect. I don't think it's perfect.
There is
my
no perfect.
There's no
way
perfect
to do it
answer. There's too just, many schools
just, logistically,
and too
it's
many
impossible
kids that are playing
perfect.
In big cities.
It's just
there's too much of a urban influence now, and too many kids that are enrolled in those bigger schools and bigger cities.
Yeah,
but you're just not going to please everybody. Is basically what it comes down to. And I get it. I understand it. I've said since probably the Like the example I brought up, I've said since the first year, this is a problem when there's a team that goes into sub-state volleyball 2-31 and wins three matches and goes to state with a 5-31 record.
Yeah.
That won't happen in this new system. I can promise you that.
No.
So, I mean, right away it was like in the first basketball tournament you went to, it was like, this isn't the same. Mm-hmm. You went out to Hayes and it's like, oh no, this.
Yes, it was very apparent.
This
very
is
quickly.
Not the same. I mean, people from all over the state would just take off and go watch that 1A state basketball tournament because it had some of the best athletes that you don't know about, but you find out about who they are.
Yeah.
And so I miss that. I'm going to enjoy having that back. Mm-hmm. I'll be completely honest. I'm not here to ruffle feathers and give a complete, yes, this is the perfect way, because I've said that I don't really think that 117 is the perfect way.
Yeah.
But when we go out to the 1A state basketball tournament,
mm-hmm.
now, again, no matter who I'm covering, I'm going to enjoy the heck out of that tournament. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
And you will, too, if you go watch it and if you have the chance to see the caliber of play that's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, it's going to change, obviously, with generations as far as the skill level, no matter what. Mm-hmm. But as far as the competitive nature and having some close games and some nail biters and some of those best games that you can ever see in high school sports, 1A basketball, girls and boys, I've never seen anything better than when it was together at one state tournament.
Yeah.
We haven't talked a lot about Beloit because this doesn't really affect Beloit a whole lot. They're going to be 3A in pretty much everything anyway. We've kind of looked at the numbers. They'll be a low 3A, I believe, in football now.
Yeah.
But they should be still 3A in pretty much everything the rest of the way. So we hope it works out, and like I say, we understand that it's not going to please everybody. I do want to throw this out there because school is not in session right now. And if there's any athletic directors or coaches that are listening right now, I want to hear your thoughts on it. Give me a call, 545-3220 at the station. I want to hear some thoughts from some of the people that this is affecting, athletic directors and coaches. What are your thoughts on it? And it doesn't have to be – you don't have to make it controversial. I just kind of want to see what you're feeling. How do you feel now that you're going to have just one class? You know, I think even at Beloit, there's obviously their athletic director, Kyle Beisner, has been in a situation where – he's been at both situations. He's been at those 1A schools mm-hmm. when he was at Lakeside and understands what it is to be a 1A school, but mm-hmm. he's also at 3A and understands that there's still going to be some changes that might need to take place, and mm-hmm. and there's probably going to be some different teams that he might be facing.
Yeah.
Because those low 4As are now going to be 3As.
Right.
You get into situations where like schools like Abilene could be jumping into 3A now.
The one thing where it does affect Beloit, though, is it does eliminate the 3 games in 10 days scenario for football playoffs, right?
I don't know about that one yet.
No.
Because they tabled that thing.
Oh, did they?
Because it's still the same amount. There's still 64.
So it's still
there's 48.
The same.
Is there 48 in football now?
I thought it went to.
Yeah, there's 48. 40. So it might. I think that might take care of that. I think it does now that we say that. But in football, yeah, there's 48 in mm-hmm. 3A. So that should take care of that problem.
Right.
So yeah.
that's a good thing.
That's another positive thing. So obviously it's a hot button issue right now. But I do. I want to hear your thoughts if you're an athletic director or coach that's going to have something affected by this. So call me at 545-3220. We'll talk to you about that. We went late today, obviously, but a lot of stuff to talk about with 1A reclassification. Well, not 1A, but the whole member school, 6A through 1A reclassification mm-hmm. by the Kansas State High School Activities Association. If you want to read more about that, you can go to nckssports.com. And read more about the new classification. Again, that will take place starting in 2018-19 school year for both football and all other sports. Again, two different proposals that were approved by vote by the Kansas State High School Activities Association. We thank everybody for tuning in today. You know, went a little bit past where we wanted to there, but we appreciate your time here today on Waterside Wake Up on Katy Country 94.